Be with us. It is Wednesday. It is Hump Day on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 5:30, as we take a look at the traffic cam, some good news and some bad news. The bad first, there's a road hazard, 215 westbound, as you go northbound Airport Connector. That off-ramp is closed there. Also on Warm Springs Road, as you try to make it to the Airport Connector as well, a road hazard there. Other than that, not too bad. No restrictions as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl on the 515, the 95, and Interstate 15. Freeway speeds through the resort area of the 15, mainly between Sunset and Sahara. And the construction continues on Tropicana between Pecos and Boulder Highway.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Vegas Golden Knights continuing to go through their prep work to get ready for the restart of the NHL season and the expanded playoff. There are some exhibition games that are taking place, and the Golden Knights are going to play their first exhibition coming up tomorrow when they match up against the Coyotes. It is looking more and more likely that Max Pacioretty is going to miss the start of the NHL restart. He has an undisclosed injury. He is not with the team in Edmonton. Instead, he is going through the rehab process in Vegas. Roster moves for the Raiders. They have placed linebacker Marquel Lee on the PUP list and wide receiver COC Mariner on the non-football illness list. This sports flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Your car ready for summer at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oil? Check. Battery? Check. Wipers? Check. And don't forget your cooling system. Right now, get Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant for $12.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rusty Wallace here for Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. This pain cream is the official pain cream of NASCAR for a reason. It works fast, and you won't stink. There's no messy, greasy, nasty feel or any stinging or burning here. This is pure pain relief. Don't run your engine on Octane 89. Get the good stuff and meet me in Victory Lane. Blue Emu works fast, and you won't stink.
Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief, the official pain relief cream of NASCAR.
Yo, it's Mike P. And the next time you're in your car and the police hit you with this, there is no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone is here. Call them right now at 702-703-3300. Traffic tickets, warrants, DUI, criminal cases, all starting at $25. When the police hit you with the, there's no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone LV is here. Call them at 702-703-3300 and make sure you tell them Mike P. sent you.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd let you hear Jim Jordan. He was on Fox and Friends this morning. And I don't know if you caught this, but his reaction to what was just a bizarre strategy by the House Judiciary Committee. What they did, just in case you missed it, is they would give a 90-second rant speech and then would and then essentially would ask a yes or no question, which was really bizarre, because as soon as he got like two words out, it was, okay, reclaiming my time. And Bill Barr was saying, I just want to answer the question. Anyway, this was Jim Jordan. Don't know if you caught it, but this was from Fox and Friends, his reaction to the bizarre Democrat strategy in the House Judiciary Committee yesterday. Here it is.
Can you please explain to me and Ainsley and Brian why the Democrats thought they would like look terrific if they would ask Bill Barr a question and then 4 seconds later cut him off?
There's no explanation. As I said in the hearing yesterday, you've been trying to get the attorney general here, let the guy talk. But they wouldn't let us complete our video. They wouldn't let him answer questions.
They pulled the plug on the video?
Yeah, it wasn't all the way through. We had more to show. They wouldn't let him answer the questions. And there was a point where they weren't even going to let him take a restroom break. That's how rude they were to the attorney general of the United States of America, because they've been out to get this guy, as I said in my opening statement, ever since he used the word spying and called it what it was. They've been out to get him so much so they filed articles of impeachment against him 3 weeks ago.
So, Congressman, we know people on other channels that you included in those These Are Peaceful Protests were upset that you took them out of context, because if people didn't see the video, if you guys were busy during the day yesterday, you opened up to say, these are not peaceful protests. I will show you the difference. You talked about the Dorn family, and we saw that them talked about the death of the dad in that family, the husband in that family. At the same time, we saw everything burning. What's your answer to those on other channels who said you took them out of context?
Well, how can you take them out of context when they're at one? They're standing in front of the camera saying it's a peaceful protest.
With a fire.
There's a building burning behind him. It's not a fire. It's just a burning building. And maybe it's a peaceful fire. I mean, it's ridiculous for them to say that. That's why we showed it, because they keep saying peaceful protest. And as the attorney general said, why won't they condemn the mob? Why won't the mainstream press? Why won't Democrats condemn the mob? Why won't they speak out against this crazy defund the police policy that's causing the harm? Three officers were blinded all this past weekend because of the mob in Portland. So that's what we're concerned about. The attorney general is doing a great job as attorney general. He's doing a great job trying to protect federal property and enforce federal law. Why won't the Democrats help? Why won't they speak out against it and talk about how crazy it is to defund the police?
Well, and for those of you that missed it earlier today, after negotiations with the federal government, it looks like the federal agents are going to withdraw from Portland. That is a good piece of news. You know, the devil is always in the details, but it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. I happen to not trust anybody that is a mayor of a you know, a Democrat-led city. I'm just not there. Sorry. But at least the early going. We'll see what tonight brings. Again, it's 5:38 now. Check with me about 10:38, 11:38, and if there's still fires burning in Portland or in Seattle, it may well be that you can't pull the federal agents out. I'll be honest with you. I would do the old trust but verify thing, and let's see if the mob goes home. I don't think the mob's going to go home. I really, honestly, don't think so. Maybe we'll be lucky and they will. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this this Wednesday. Hump Day is always fun around here, because we just have fun, and it's the best place to be. This hour brought to you by Attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who doesn't just know the law. A lot of attorneys know the law. You need somebody who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller at Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today. At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the things we like to do in our final segment is talk with you, and we're going to give you that opportunity here in just a couple minutes. You want to join us, you can, at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. So much going on. Jesus Jara fighting for his professional life with the Clark County School District. You've got the governor who has now let a bunch of the counties off the hook. They had, what, seven. Now that we're down to four. Clark, Elko, Washoe, Nye. We're all still under the governor's thumb. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in a week if anything happens. But One of the things we're going to talk about coming up in our final segment, and that is this whole notion of Clark and Nye and Elko and Washoe that our bars are closed. Now, everybody can still drink. You just have to sit at a table, and the server brings it to you. And in fact, in a lot of places where I have been over the last week or so, nobody is not being served, even if they don't have a mask. You have to have a mask to come in, but you can sit down. And in most places, while you're drinking and eating and all of that, you get a chance. In fact, I'm probably gonna go out tonight and have dinner. It's just bizarre what's going on. One of the things that's going to be happening tomorrow, and we'll be bringing in a lot of information, in addition to Kimberly Guilfoyle. I'm so excited. I found out about midday that Kimberly Guilfoyle is going to join us, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I think I met her at Stoney's with Don Jr., and they were in for an appearance. Maybe, you know, 2 years ago, a year ago. She won't remember, but that's okay. But Kimberly Guilfoyle, formerly of Fox News Channel, and now is, in fact, she tested positive. Yeah. She tested positive, and apparently she has survived it quite nicely. We'll get a chance to visit with her, but one of the things we're going to do tomorrow is keep track of the special session. There are going to be four items that they're supposedly going to talk about. Racial justice. They'll talk about mail-in ballots. They'll talk about Dieter. And something else. And it'll come to me. But earlier I had a chance to visit with John Ellison. In fact, let's go to cut one. What will this special session in Carson City be like tomorrow? Will it be different? Will it be different? But let's go to John Ellison. He was on with us in our 3 o'clock hour, and still waiting for the declaration from the governor. What will the second special session be like? Let's go to John Ellison.
You got the budget done in the first session. What are the topics you expect to talk about beginning tomorrow?
There's supposed to be four of them, and I hope you can help me out remember and all. The police reform is going to be there. The education is going to be there. The
mail-in ballot.
The mail-in ballots is going to be there, which I'm opposed to. And there was one other one, and it's not the rent control. That's going to go to a different one. I think it's going to go to... I'm hoping it doesn't go through the governor's office. It goes back to the counties to make that decision.
So explain how this will work. The governor will give you a declaration. You are about, what, 6 hours removed from Carson City? How do you make that decision tonight on whether to get in your car and drive to Carson?
Well, if we get the call and say it's for in the morning, I'll have to leave tonight. Because of the travel, and you don't have air service between here and Reno, so you've got to drive it, and that's a long trip.
It's a long trip. I have done it, and it is a long, long trip. By the way, John Ellison from District 33 up in Northern Nevada is another example of what you get on this show every day. None of the other afternoon drive radio shows can bring you what we bring you, which is live and local stuff. Nobody, any station, any host, because most of them are national hosts, and they're not going to be talking with John Ellison, and they're not going to monitor a CCSD, a Clark County School District meeting, where they're dealing with whether to fire a Jesus Jara. And in fact, that's what's been going on for the bulk of the afternoon. Let's go to cut six, because Danielle Ford is a member of the Board of Trustees, and talked about the issues dealing with Jesus Jara and why it's important to get this done now and not at the end of the upcoming school season. Here is Danielle Ford.
I believe that CCSD can transform to serve every single student if we pull together and form a compelling argument to advocate for the resources that we need. What do we need to accomplish that? We know that many superintendents have advocated for more resources and improvements to policy in Carson City. It's not an easy job. We need an effective, honest, trusted leader who can lay out and sell a vision to the community, especially leaders in Carson City. Notice that I said both honest and trusted. This is especially crucial in our current crisis when we anticipate another round of budget cuts in the upcoming legislative session. And we know that 32.5% of our general operating revenues come directly from the state DSA. So you'll hear me say this a few times today, that the current crisis we are undergoing is the reason why it's urgent to have these conversations, not a reason to delay having these conversations.
Well, that's Danielle Ford. She is a member of the Board of Trustees. And I must tell you, I she's right. You've got to have somebody who is capable of going to Carson City and negotiating and promoting to the governor and to the state superintendent of schools. The problem is, nobody trusts this guy anymore. And if you don't trust him, I mean, it's the same thing as in a marriage or a relationship or a over-the-back-fence relationship with a neighbor. You betray that trust, nobody will trust you again. And right now, the teachers' union is backing him. But the principals' union wants him to go. Steve Sisolak wants him to go. Joni Ebert, the state superintendent of schools, wants him to go. That's how bad this has gotten. Don't touch that dial, because coming up, we're going to let you hear from Jesus Jara himself as he literally begged and groveled to keep his job. We'll get to that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
No sports, no Broadway, more radio.
And that's how it should be.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY.
or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Scott Guido, managing attorney. Kevin Rowe is only licensed in Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, and Illinois.
Uh-oh.
Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper, but you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Something else you'll not hear on any other afternoon drive show in Las Vegas, and that is the superintendent of schools begging for his job. This was Jesus Jara just after 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Board, I'd just like to make a brief opening remarks, as Trustee Brooks mentioned. I'm hopeful that today's meeting ends with the board's decision to allow me to continue to focus on our children and the critical work that is needed. I also believe that we can move past today and work together to ensure that all of our children succeed. I want to remain focused on all our kids. I want to continue working with our building principals, teachers, support professionals, and our community leaders. I'm saddened that we have lost focus on our core business, which is taking care of the 320,000 children that I have the honor to serve as their superintendent. I want to make sure that this community is clear in my intentions, which is always and will continue to be the best for our kids as we prepare to open our school year, because that remains my focus.
There you have it. Jesus Jara literally begging for his job. But the problem is, we wouldn't be in this situation if he hadn't lied. The governor says he lied. The state superintendent of schools says he lied. And now he's got to negotiate with both of them, for school funding during the special session. Wonder how that's going to work. Kimberly Guilfoyle, former Fox News host, will join us tomorrow. Close ties to the White House. We'll do that. Until we join you then at 3 o'clock, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your night, would you please, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What the Market Protection Action Plan does is make sure that we have what we call the core and explore philosophy built in your plan.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on proper risk protection in the midst of COVID-19. Grow your money, build protection, and create lifetime income in retirement with Coach Pete and the team. Call for a no-cost consultation and for the next 10 free of charge Coach Pete's 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text Coach to 21000, Coach to 21000.
We'll be right back.
headlines that affect you.
But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why, and I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Broadcasting live.